You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and like the dude just said, we are indeed just plain right. Hey, listen, let me tell you real quick about ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, I know these folks personally. I talk to them quite often. ZLA Solutions is like one of the best around right now at putting people back to work. If you're looking for a job, you can go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. They've got jobs posted all over North Alabama. Good jobs, a lot of them with benefits. If you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, ZLAUSA.com. That's the website. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary, and fill out the ranks of your employment group. And they're doing it left and right now. Just signed up some major new clients they let me know about the other day. And I'm just telling you folks, ZLA Solutions, they are good at what they do, getting people back to work. If you need it, just check them out. ZLAUSA.com is their website. All right. Hey, listen, just a quick piece of breaking news before I go to the time with Copper here, but just letting you guys know. So there I was talking about what's happening with the world of surveillance, of checking your papers, of checking out CDC surveillance at airports, of what's happening in Canada, what's happening in Germany. Well, President Biden is set to make some announcements today about how he intends to move into the winter months and handle the new Omicron variant, because Omicron, it's scary. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Thursday, that would be today, was asked whether a vaccine requirement would be added for passengers traveling on domestic flights. That's like flying from here to Kansas, you know. You want to go to New York City, you got business in D.C., whatever the case may be. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Thursday was asked whether a vaccine requirement would be added for passengers traveling on domestic flights. Quote, "I would say nothing is off the table, including domestic travel," Psaki said, noting that there are some strong protections in place already, including the requirement of mask wearing. I'm just telling you folks, they're not going to be happy until they've got you locked down. Drives me crazy. Like, when does it stop? Anyway. Okay, rescue me from that, Copper. So, hey, let's go to one of my favorite times of every single week. So, Copper is great at what she does. She helps me to keep the trains running on time here, but she's also got her own mind. She is certainly coming in with her own perspective at times, but it's typically always pretty solid and pretty sharp and just plain right. So, Copper's Corner. Copper, the microphone is yours.
Copper's Corner, a safe space for hard truths.
Well, hello, everyone. Yesterday, I know you guys were talking a lot about the Supreme Court case. They heard Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Center. And we all hope it will overturn Roe versus Wade. So I know you were covering the details a lot yesterday. I wasn't here because I actually helped organize some prayer vigils outside the abortion clinic downtown Huntsville off Sparkman Drive. And it was really great seeing several of you there. I was glad to meet you, and it was encouraging. So I know you've been over the details of the case, and so I wanted to encourage you in turn in another way by sharing some ways that pro-life advocates have been preparing for years, actually, in hopeful expectation of Roe being overturned. Now, there are many grassroots organizations which get out on the ground and help families facing unexpected pregnancies. And for the past few days, outside the Supreme Court, hundreds of pro-life students from the organization Students for Life have been standing vigil praying. They've been talking with people out there who maybe have had abortions and regret it. They're being a witness for what is right, in contrast to all the abortion advocates who were out there. Some were even photographed doing things as despicable as taking abortion pills in public, or at least pretending to, and laughing and smiling about it. And Students for Life, in contrast, has been preparing for 15 years to build abortion-free cities and to do all the groundwork that would require. They've trained upwards of 130,000 students. So if those photos of women publicly aborting their children, or at least laughing about pretending to, are as devastating to you as they are to me, I want you to know that the rising generation is actually a lot more pro-life than ever, and more pro-life than the media wants you to think. All these articles where you only see pictures of abortion advocates protesting, there's actually hundreds and hundreds of people standing up for what is right and showing up as a witness for what is right. 700 high school students recently participated in some prayer vigils as well, marching around the biggest abortion center in Texas. 700 high school students. It's never too young to know the difference between life and death. Now, a recent study by the Guttmacher Institute, which is actually a pro-abortion institute, they revealed some statistics that more pro-life laws have been passed in the last decade than the rest of the time since Roe versus Wade combined. That's an astonishing statistic. So that means that the past decade is really when people got up again and said, this is not right. This is enough killing in the United States. And I've been talking with some people in older generations who they actually shared that after Roe versus Wade became law, people were very discouraged. I mean, they kind of got their butts whooped and we lost. And so for a while, people thought it was kind of hopeless to try and fight this legal battle. Now, there were still a lot of great people behind the scenes, like our own Eric Johnston here in Alabama, the Coalition for Life, that they've been working behind the scenes for decades. But it does seem like the younger generation is really standing up and saying, no, we need to change this in our country. And so I want that to encourage you all, and for those who are younger to continue doing so. Now, why is it that the younger generation does care about life? Because you do really think and see a lot of younger people who are really, really pro-choice, that they're screaming in your face, they're on the street, they're saying, you know, my body, my choice is the line that everybody knows. Well, I think there's several reasons for that. I've shared in the past that anecdotes, sharing your story, your personal story, can be a very powerful way to get younger people to listen to what you have to say. So on the one hand, that can mean that women are a lot more likely to say, well, the abortion is fine because it helped me personally and here's why. But on the other hand, it means that they're actually a lot more willing to hear the testimonies of pro-life people. If you can actually get them one-on-one, if you can share the story of an abortion survivor, or of a woman who had an abortion and regrets it, or of a man who says, I stood up for my partner and I did what was right and supported my child. You can't get away from that. And the internet will share those stories far and wide. No matter how hard the media tries to hide it, more people, more young people will see those stories and they won't be able to ignore the evidence, the scientific evidence that's come out in huge batches in the past couple decades that children are alive in the womb. And they won't be able to hide from those stories. So I think now is the time to prepare for Roe to be overturned, that we should step out in faith, and we should not only pray until we hear the results of the case, but we should start working now to set up systems that will help families right here in our cities. And it's time for the church to start talking about it again. It doesn't seem like abortion is the hot topic button it once was. I mean, it was trending yesterday, and now it's already out of the news again. In the past, it would have been trending for weeks. And now people just want to turn to the topic of the moment, which is understandable. But if it was Auschwitz down the street, would people come out and pray in the cold? It's easy to forget about when it's out of sight, out of mind. But I think it's time for everyone to stand up and work together and say enough is enough. And both the young people and the retired people who were faithful and came out in the cold on their day off, when the young people are off running around doing their own thing, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the stories you've shared. And thank you to the young people who are learning what is right and getting up and doing it. And I'm hopeful that times will change. And that's Copper's Corner.
Hey, good stuff. And so it was a good day yesterday. You think you had a pretty good crowd out there?
It was kind of small, so that's okay. I mean, only people who don't have to work all day can really come out all day. So,
that's,
I mean,
true.
You know, I took off and you're like, why are you going, Copper? But it can be discouraging. I mean, out of the 225,000 people in our city, only a dozen or so showed up. But like I'm saying, there are other ways that people help. And
Well, the fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much, right?
Indeed,
so,
indeed.
Well, I don't think that, you know, I wish there was more than 12, but I would imagine that the numbers were greatly magnified when you take into account those that were praying that weren't necessarily there at the street corner.
That's
with
right,
you,
so. That's right. And I know there were many of them.
Absolutely, that's one of the topics I think that is out there that's living proof that not everybody in their 20s is a member of Antifa. So you think you're seeing right now that you're not alone in your generation, that you think there's an awakening within your generation to be more pro-life as opposed to pro-choice. Huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. To the point where there's even a hashtag for it. We are the pro-life generation.
Oh, no kidding.
You'll see signs and stuff too. People will come out to protest holding that sign.
Oh, man, that's very cool. Well, take us to a break, my friend. Good job on Copper's Corner. I enjoy that every single week. And listen, folks, we come back. I'm going to switch gears on you. I'm trying to decide right now, will I do China's Belt and Road next or will I do the southern border? Either way, we're coming back with some good stuff. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.